flowing in the way that you should flow. For each of you are gifted, each of you are anointed, each of you have been chosen for service. Each of you have been chosen to follow me and to serve me. And I just feel the spirit of burning. The spirit of burning, just burning, branding, that you are mine, saith the Lord. You belong to me. You're mine. You're mine forever and ever and ever. Amen. And I will never let you go. I will never let you stumble or fall. But I will hold you up. I will hold you up and I will carry you if necessary. But you will make it to the end. You will make it. But you are not going to make it and stand before me with nothing, no crowns, but each of you are going to have a crown or crowns to throw at the feet of Jesus, because I am giving you, I am burning into you everything that I want you to have, everything that I want you to see, everything that I want you to say, everywhere I want you to go, every word that I want you to give. But I say to you, don't stand back. Get rid of the fear of man. Get rid of the fear of man. Get rid of the fear of those who would stand against you. Those who would talk against you, said the Lord, because there is a day coming when every one of my people will pray for the sick and they will be healed. Everyone, there will be no giants in the kingdom. There will be no great men of God anymore, or woman of God, but every one of my servants will have the ability to pray for the sick, or to pray for those who are in need deliverance from drugs, addictions, or from sickness, or from disease. But and I will anoint them to pray, and the harvest will come in. And at the end of that harvest, at the end of that line, I am coming back for my church. I am coming back for my people.
Yes.
Oh Lord, help us. Help us, Lord.
Amen.
Help us in our weakness. Help us, Lord. Please help us. Lord, I ask you to forgive me. Forgive me, Lord, for the time that I have not honored you, Lord, that I have not spent time with you. I have not